CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can join the RSGB 2026 AGM live stream from around the world. Learn about the Society's work defending the amateur radio spectrum. And RSGB representatives are attending the NARSA rally. World Amateur Radio Day is on Saturday, the 18th of April, and what better way to celebrate than by joining the RSGB 2026 AGM. The AGM will once again be taking place online, so as many RSGB members as possible can watch and take part. To join the live stream, all you need to do is go to rsgb.org/alphagolfmic at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Ahead of the event, RSGB members are being asked to vote for their two preferred elected director candidates. Endorse the nominated director candidates and vote on the other resolutions. Members have until 9 a.m. on the 16th of April 2026 to cast their votes. Candidate information and details of how to vote can be found on the Society's AGM web pages. During the AGM, members of the RSGB board will be answering questions. You can choose one of three ways to submit your question. If you would like to talk to the board directly and ask a question live via Zoom, you'll need to pre-register by 9 a.m. tomorrow, Monday the 13th of April. Alternatively, RSGB members can submit a written question until 9 a.m. on Thursday. Priority is given to questions submitted in advance, but questions will also be taken via live chat on the day if there's time. The Society has announced that if large volumes of questions are received, it will only include two questions per person or organisation during the AGM to ensure that as many people as possible are included. Find out more about these deadlines by selecting the Ask the Board a Question link from the right-hand menu in the AGM web section. Following the formal business of the RSGB 2026 AGM, its spectrum experts, Murray Nyman, G6JYB, and Barry Lewis, G4SJH, will be joined by the IARU President, Tim Ellum, VE6SH, who also holds the call G4HUA, and RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB. They will discuss the recent and current threats to the amateur radio spectrum and how the RSGB leads the input into many of these spectrum defences. RSGB EMC Chair, John Rogers, M0JAV, will also talk about potential new major threats to the noise floor. RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will facilitate the discussion. Whether you're new to amateur radio or have been enjoying it for decades, this is an important presentation that you shouldn't miss. If you're attending the NARSA rally today, pop by and say hello to members of the RSGB team who are attending. The event is taking place at the Norbreck Hotel in Blackpool. As well as an RSGB bookstall, you will find the RSGB Morse Competency Lead, Eric Arkinsall, M0KZB, who will be offering Morse competency tests for those who would like to test their skills. Members of the Society's regional team will also be there, as well as RSDB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, who will be presenting the trophies for the construction competition and best club website and stand at 1:30 p.m. Find out more about the event at narsa.org.uk. The RSDB has announced that Vaughan Ravenscroft, M0VRR, has stepped down as its Intruder Watch coordinator. Ian Stewart, I think that must be intended, GM4AUP, has taken on this role, in addition to being the OAS coordinator. The RSDB monitoring system, more popularly known as Intruder Watch, forms part of the IARU monitoring system. It supports reports on non-amateur transmissions heard on the exclusive HF and amateur bands to both the Ofcom monitoring station at Baldock and to IARU Region 1. Find out more about the service at rsgb.org/intruder-watch. Don't forget that tonight at 8 will be live tomorrow night on the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel. The presentation will be delivered by Mark Foreman, G7LSZ, who is an Associate Professor of Industrial Materials Recycling at a university in Sweden. He'll be discussing the recycling process of waste electronic and electrical equipment and what happens to your rig when it's no longer working. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. The next of the popular 145 Alive series of events takes place on Saturday the 18th of April from 1200 to 1500 UTC. Many hundreds of operators are expected to be on the air using 145 MHz FM and 144 MHz SSB. For more information, go to the 145 Alive page or email 145, that's the numerals, Alive, UK, at gmail.com. Today, Holsworthy Amateur Radio Club Spring Radio Rally is taking place at Holsworthy Livestock Market, New Market Road, Holsworthy, Devon, EX22, 7FA. The doors open to the public at 10 a.m. and entry is £3 per person. There's a bring and buy area and catering on site. More details are available via the Rally tab at MikeZeroOscarMikeCharlie.co.uk. And Cambridge Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 19th of April at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, CB22, 6RN. Traders can access from 7:30 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 9:30 a.m. Entry costs £4, but there will be a discount for multi-occupancy vehicles. For more information, email rally2026@cambridgerepeaters.net and visit cambridgerepeaters.net on the web. Now the special event news. Special call sign, Sierra X-Ray 100, Papa Alpha Oscar Kilo, is operating until the 18th of May to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Pan-Thessalonian Athletic Club. Look out for activity on all bands using CW, digital modes and SSB. A commemorative award is planned for participants, along with a QSL card to confirm QSOs. Visit qrz.com for more information and updates. To celebrate World Amateur Radio Day on Saturday the 18th, members of the Union of Belgian Radio Amateurs are active as Oscar 2-6 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta throughout April. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via the Bureau. Now the DX news. Suvana VU3OPT is active as 3 Bravo 9 November from Rodriguez Island, AF017, until Wednesday the 20th of May. He operates using CW and has been spotted on the 2015 and 10 meter bands. visit the 9 November 7 GulfAlpha.com website for more information. Hermann YB3GIH is operating as 3 X-ray / Yankee Bravo 3 Golf India Hotel from Boffa in Guinea until June. He operates using SSB on the 20 and 15 meter bands. QSOs are uploaded to EQSL, Club Log, and Logbook of the World. Another contest news. RSGB FT4 International Activity Day started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. Tomorrow, that's the 13th, the RSGB 80 meter Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 14th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 14th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 cents band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 16th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Saturday the 18th, the PACC Digi contest runs from 0700 until 1900 UTC using FT4, FT8 and RTTY on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report and serial number. PA stations also send their province code. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 9th of April 2026. After a pretty stormy run-up to Easter, from a geomagnetic disturbance point of view, the sun has been quieter. In fact, the KP index has been below 3 all week. Unfortunately, the solar flux index also declined, standing at 108 on Thursday the 9th of April. The only advantage has been a lack of solar flares. There have only been 12 minor C-class flares over the past 3 days, compared with 29 C-class flares and 6 M-class flares on the 4th and 5th of April. We always look for a low KP index over a higher solar flux index for better HF conditions. So how does this of all affect HF propagation? The maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path has been struggling to get up to 28 megs on most days. This leaves only 21 and 24 megs open after the initial pre-dawn ionospheric build-up. This doesn't mean that 10 meters is dead, but it may be that the band is only open to DX and not open to Europe. This may change once the sporadic e-season starts, but we're still a month away from that. DX being worked, according to the CDXC Slack group, includes 5W1SA in Samoa on 17 meters FT8, FO/F6BCW from French Polynesia on 12 meters CW, and 3DA0TM in Eswatini on 20 meters upper sideband. T31TTT on Canton Island, Central Kiribati, is also being spotted on the 20 and 30 meter bands using FT4 and FT8. The DX expedition is focusing on FT modes, although the team is also operating some CW. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start around 105, but will increase a little over the week to reach the low 120s. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be quiet, with a maximum KP index of 3 once we get over this weekend's predicted disruption, which has a forecast KP index of 5. Then we're in for a rough ride next weekend with a predicted KP index of 6 on the 19th of April and disrupted conditions for 3 days. This is likely due to the return of active region 4392, which produced a coronal mass ejection that hit the Earth and caused the KP index to rise to 7 on its last rotation. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The warm, dry weather of the middle of last week has left us with ideas of spring, but it's now been replaced by cooler, unsettled weather with rain or showers. In fact, the next week or two will be generally unsettled, not atypical of April. This will be a good period for rain scatter on the upper gigahertz bands, since April's showers can be heavy and present good scatter opportunities. This unsettled weather means TROPO retreats into the background for this period. Meteor scatter is still under the influence of random activity and best in the early morning hours. Auroral propagation is looking more promising, with solar conditions offering coronal holes and possible auroras as a result. Sporadic E will start to make an appearance soon, especially on the 10-meter band, but realistically, we probably need to wait until we are into May before chances are more rewarding for the 6-meter band. It's often a feature of the early parts of the sporadic E season that the traditional two periods of activity of the high season, morning and afternoon, start off as one broad period around the middle of the day. For EME operators, moon declination is starting to climb again, going positive on Wednesday the 15th of April. Earth-moon-Earth path losses are past maximum now and continue to fall all week. 144 MHz sky noise is high today and will fall to low for the rest of the week. Friday the 17th of April will be an exception, as the moon and sun will be close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Now, this is meetings only for my coverage of the South West and all of Wales. On Tuesdays, from 7:30pm, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SB70PL. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinho, Exeter. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8pm at The Ship, 300 Town Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset. Tomorrow, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms, Shepton Mallet, from 7:30pm. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club, on Thursday, there's a review of the QRP convention. And for Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society meets on Friday at Islwyn High School from 7pm. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP 16, 7AD. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP 44, 6JZ. On Tuesday, Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn from 8pm. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF 14, 6EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7pm. Llanelli Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7pm every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle, Church Hall, on Thursdays from 7pm. North Wales Amateur Radio Club has a meeting tomorrow, a Hobbies and Interest Night. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustford, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF 41, 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7pm and 9pm. On Tuesdays also, St Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA 18, 3LN, from 7:30pm. It's a Morse training night led by GW4BVJ and GW0FJT, beginning at 6:30pm. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30pm at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP 10, 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom Magazine and the RCB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Tuesdays. The RCB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.